Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
What is God? You may not be moving this second, but if you don't have a vision, if you're not staying focused, if you allow every little thing to break your concentration, it only takes a little bit to say, boo, and you get boo. Woo! I'm not going to do that anymore. The enemy will laugh at you and say, it takes nothing to knock him or her off their track. Submerge yourself in God's word. It'll make you more concrete. It'll give you strength against those that do not support and hear your voice. You soak in the presence of the Holy Spirit. You've seen us. We go live, not all the time. Lord knows we couldn't. But we go live. You see us at 3 in the morning, midnight, 4 in the morning, for over an hour worshiping God, soaking in the Holy Spirit. Chances are before we went live, we were already worshiping for an hour, and after we go on the live, we worship for another hour after. You can't be that high in the Holy Ghost and then just cut off. It takes a while to float down.
Yeah.
Soak in the presence of the Holy Spirit. You see us by example. We do it. Stay consistent in your tithes and offerings and your first fruits. That's why you remain focused in this new season. Because your tithes, that is protection. Unnecessary warfare. Staying consistent. Mm-hmm. You know how we talk on tithes. We are the example. You're talking to people who tithe out every increase. Amen?
Amen.
Give me a gift card. I'm tithing either the full gift card and sewing it into my upper ground that I sew into, or I'm tithing off the monetary value. Give me some birthday money, and I'm tithing off that. Give me some anniversary money. Give me some Mother's Day money, Father's Day money. We are tithing off that. You go and we go to conferences and people, they just stash money in our pockets and everything. We count it up, balled it out, whatever it is. It's crinkled. We uncrinkle it and we count up the cost and we tithe off of that. God, he tried it. He said, I'm going to sneak some money in through this way. Did you forget about your tithe? I'm going to sneak some money. Somebody gave you some cash when you was in the store. You were just minding your business at a gas station and this man walks up to you and gives my husband $300. $300 just because. God said, you know, you should probably just get some gas in your car. We're like, well, we can make it a few. You know how you talk. Like, man, can I wait? I'm tired. Maybe I can get it later on. You know how you kind of play that game of when you want to fill up your tank? General Andrew was like, oh, I'll just go ahead and fill it up right now. Not knowing God was setting him up. He's minding his business, pumping his gas. An elderly Caucasian man wobbles over there and says, God bless you, son. Walks away. He opened up his hand. There's a wad of a couple $100 bills in it.
Amen.
This is the blessings of God when you stay focused in your season, when you don't allow people who have evil communication to corrupt your good manners, when you are staying around people who hear your voice and understand your need to sow, when you're around people who understand your vision and your mission, and not only will not talk about you, they'll support you, and they'll sow into you to help bring that to pass. We don't announce a lot of stuff that we do. We don't.
Amen.
Because it ain't for you to know. We don't broadcast for you to know so that you can think that we are all that. We boast in the things of God. But God allowed us to start sharing some things. We just announced it very quickly about the new village we chose to sponsor for Waterwell and how that's going to help. They're going to go home to home teaching them how to use a toilet. Can you imagine that? You who use the bathroom several times out of the day and take for granted that you can just flush and keep it going. You don't even care where the waste go. You don't even know how sewer works. But now, these people never even had to come on. Told you they was peeing and booping in the stream, the same stream they go and get their kids to get water from, and they use that to cook with, to clean with, to wash their face with. Now, with the help of what we're doing, they get to now be trained in how to use a commode, how to use a toilet, how to handle dishes. Now they can wash dishes with fresh running water, how to now have sanitation, how to wash your hands, how to now separate the fecal matter away from your safety of where you need to have cleanliness so you don't recontaminate. When we started announcing what we're doing, people said, oh, I knew this was fertile ground. I didn't know you were doing all that. Here's some extra money. Here's an extra 100. Here's an extra 50. I want to sow extra into this ministry. You announce your vision and your mission statement, people will get behind you as well. If you're doing it God's way, and if it's something that benefits God, God is all for supporting the kingdom of God and getting the word of God out. You got to be bold in this new season. How do you not lose focus? By being bold. Anybody that's weak and feeble, you are destined to lose focus. Underline that. You are destined to lose focus. If you're weak and feeble, it would take nothing to trample over you. Nothing. You may not be loud and boisterous like some strong personalities. You can be bold and be a quiet storm. So just because you talk more than maybe the next doesn't make you more bold. I know a lot of people who are very loud, very vocal, but just as timid as a stray dog that's been beat since a puppy. I know a lot of men and women who are vocal and can bark real loud, but that bite is almost like a new babe with no teeth.
Amen.
Amen.
So just because you talk loud don't mean you're bold. You can be quiet. Matter of fact, those are the most bold people I know, the ones that are just quiet and sit back and just don't say much because they've learned to study. Those that sit back and study and aren't quick to talk and quick to lash out, they tend to be more effective in their life. I'm teaching you characteristics today. I'm teaching you attitude today. I'm teaching you a fresh perspective today so that you can go forward and submerging yourself in your new season and have victory. There's no point in us saying it's a new season, new beginnings. Oh, hallelujah. And you all are echoing after me. And then in this new season, only a handful of you all get to come up. I want all of you all to eat the whole pie. Matter of fact, we had a spiritual daughter reach out to us. I won't say her name. But we had a spiritual daughter reach out to us, and she was telling us how she wanted to bless us with some very expensive things. And I said, God bless you. And she said, with that, I want to send nicely wrapped up a dream I had of KCI. And I said, okay, not a problem. But General Andrew got word, and, you know, once he found out about something, he got to know. He's very excited, and he's like, I can't wait. I want to know what you had. What is the dream? Tell me now. And she shared with him, and I tell you, my mouth dropped. Not too many people have dreams that I kind of drop my mouth. Not too many people have dreams about us, period, let alone KCI. We've had some people that try and force some things, trying to impress us, so we already know what time it is. But this young lady, this Amen. Spiritual daughter, she shared that the Lord gave us a huge lemon pie. May not be your type of pie, but it's certainly mine. I love lemon pie in this season. It might change. But it's a huge lemon pie. And that lemon pie was so delicious. And she said, we began, Junior, Andrew, and myself, to hand out slices of the lemon pie. This is funny because this is so accurate. The first two pieces were for me and General Andrew. She said, you all got your piece first. They were big pieces, big slices. She said, then you begin to carve out a slice, and she said very specifically for Chad Swain. And then she said you begin to now cut out slices for everyone else. And my next question was, did she get a slice? Because she's the one having the dream. And she said, by the end of it, she got sliced. And she woke up so happy and overjoyed. I said, yes, I believe you will get a slice because you're very, very faithful. And I said, this is what the dream began to symbolize. I said, the lemon pie wasn't a real lemon pie, of course, but the lemon pie was a reward from God. The Bible says he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder. He's a giver, exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. Good measure, pressed down, shake together, and running over. The blessing of the Lord shall overtake you. He is constantly on the prowl to give. But because God is constantly on the prowl to give doesn't mean that we are constantly qualifying to receive. Did you catch that? God is always on the prowl seeking who, you know how the enemy says, how he walks to and fro, seeking who he can devour. The Lord, Jehovah, is always scouring. He's omnipresent, seeking who he can bless. The enemy always does the opposite of what Jehovah does. So the enemy is knowing that Jehovah is always trying to seek who he can bless. Then the enemy's saying, well, I'm going to see who all I can destroy, kill, and try and steal from. Did you catch that revelation? Did you catch that revelation?
Amen.
Did you catch that revelation? The enemy always do the opposite of what Jehovah does. So if we know that the enemy is constantly looking who he can kill, steal, and devour from, then Jehovah is always looking who he can bless, prosper, promote on this earth. But we may not receive it because we don't qualify all the time to receive it. And that's just what her dream said, because she said after we were handing out, or as we were slicing up and giving it out to people, the naysayer, the evil communicator, the ones who were not faithful, they turned envious and grievous in their heart. And they said, paraphrasing, that's not fair. How come they get it and we don't? And if I'm not mistaken, General Andrew in the dream, that's when he spoke up. He said, I tried to warn you all, but those that did not heed the warning cannot receive the reward. Woo!
Amen.
Amen.
I said, that's powerful, amen. Woman of God. That's an accurate dream. That's not one of those dreams where you're just trying to suck up and kiss our butt, or you're just trying to impress us, because we got those too. We got those type of spiritual sons and daughters that try too hard and try and impress us, but we know there's no anointing behind it. They just want to be relevant. This daughter right here, she doesn't seek attention. This daughter right here, she's very low-key. So for her to have this dream, number one, was shocking because, you know, we were just coasting with her. And then out the woodwork, she just starts bombarding us with blessings. She starts bombarding us with all of these different things of high quality nature. I mean, she's really investing in her fertile soil. And she's not one that has had supernatural dreams. She's not one to be super spiritual in the supernatural in that regard. So for her to have this dream, I knew it had to be from God, because it's not her nature. She don't try too hard. She don't try at all. She let things happen naturally. And when she told us the dream, I said, that's exactly what it was. The Lord is sending out warning to this ministry by way of the headship and leadership, telling you to get prepared for your new season, telling you to get prepared with your vision and your mission. Lord knows we've been hollering from the mountaintop about giving God what he deserves, which is the 10%. You might say, but General April, if God owns everything, he's always seeking to bless us. If everything on this earth, as the Bible says, is his, why do we have to give him back 10% when he owns everything? Great question. That's because you have to stop thinking carnal, like he's just giving some money to him so he can use that money as recycled money and give it right back out. That's not what he does.
That's right.
When you are obedient, see, it's a different currency for the Spirit of God. When you give your tithe, he's just testing to see your obedience. Your obedience is what's going to trigger the reward. And the Bible says, how have you robbed him? The Bible says in your tithes and offerings. But a lot of people don't ask the question, what do we rob God with? How do we rob him of our $25 or our $30 tithes or our $100 tithes or our $2,000, $3,000 tithes? How do we rob him of that when he owns so many tons and tons of gold? How does that equate as robbery? Because you're not robbing him of the cash. You're robbing him of the exchange of your obedience. But when you are obedient, you rob him of the glory and the pleasure that he delights in himself to bless you. By law, he's bound. He can't release the blessings out the windows of heaven unless you first create an exchange in heaven. Through your obedience, of currency of obedience, then you begin to change things in the atmosphere. He says, ching-ching, now I can release it on the earth. You're robbing me of my pleasure to bless and prosper you, to promote you, to provide for you, to give you your peace, to give you your healing. You're robbing me to deliver you out of that circumstance. You're robbing me of exalting you and placing you on my mantle before your enemies. You're robbing me to prepare a feast before your enemies. You're robbing me to create a footstool for your enemies. You are robbing me of my chance to give you a dynamic testimony so I can showcase to the world what I do for my children.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Are you getting this today?
Yes.
It's going over some people's heads, General Andrew. Some people still sleepy. Some people come on here and they just want to hear how they get in the house, General Andrew. Some people on here, they want to hear if we're giving out personal prophecy. Some people on here, they just want to see if we're going to give out some money and bless somebody spontaneously. General Andrew, some of this stuff is going over somebody's head. But you know what? It's the same people that's going to be running back to us trying to say, pray for me. I don't know what's going on. Nothing this year is working out for me. And you're going to end this year the same way you began. And Stella, already, time I started in the beginning of this year, my network has increased from last year. Can you say the same?
Oh, yeah.
Can you say the same? What am I trying to get to you? I'm not bragging about my wealth because I boast in everything. I couldn't do nothing without God. But I'm telling you what worked because I was focused. No matter who joined, no matter who left, no matter who spoke against me, I was still on my grind. I was still being consistent. I was still being persistent. I was still living a holy lifestyle. I was still being sanctified. Yes, temptation comes, but I rebuked temptation. Yes, there were some things that wanted to get on my skin, but I went ahead and put on some extra layers on my skin, didn't take it personal, prayed for them and released them. Yes, there were some things that tried to knock me off balance, but I said I'm standing flat-footed, unmovable. The only thing that I'm going to get off balance for is Deuteronomy 28:2 when he says the blessing of the Lord shall overtake me. And when it overtakes you, you can't stand up. You got to succumb to it. You got to be on the
balance.
Because the blessings of the Lord shall overtake you. That's the only time I'm getting knocked off my feet. But it's not because of your words. It's not because of your inconsistency. It's not because you don't believe in the message that I'm preaching. It's not because you don't believe in the God that I serve. It's not because of any of that. Because I know my focus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I had family come against me. I had people that I believed in so much, family, loved ones, and they turn around when I announce my vision, my mission. They say, "You stupid." Dagger to my heart. I've had people who I love and trusted my very life with turn around and curse the vision and the mission that I was placed by God on assignment to accomplish. Did I go in a corner and cry? Yes, I did. When I finished boo-hooing, do you not know what the Holy Spirit said to me? This was over a decade ago. This was all the Holy Spirit said. He knows how to talk to you. This is how the Lord talks to me. After I was crying, I mean snot-nosing, eyes swollen, eyes red. Do you not know what the Holy Spirit said to me? I was on my knees crying. He whispered ever so sternly, but gently, he said, "Are you finished?" That stopped me right in my sob. That stopped me right in my sob. That stopped me right in my snort and my. And I said, "What?" And he began to talk to me. He said, "You're tougher than this. I won't allow anything to be placed upon you that you cannot bear. It hurts now, but in time, time heals all." He said, "Continue the path." He said, "Now that you've finished, you're crying, wipe your eyes and get to work." See, that's the type of boss I need.
Amen.
That's the type of talking to I need. I don't need the pat on the back. I'm not feeling like that. I couldn't be a leader for KTI. I couldn't be a leader for you if I always needed a pat on the back in order to excel in life. You know how many missed pats on the back I was? I wouldn't be where I am today if I always needed a, it's okay now, April. You got it. No. Learn how to encourage yourself. Learn how to speak strongly and sternly to yourself. A lot of people look at us and we make it look easy. Oh, yes, we do. I even looked back at it. I said, "Man, we make this thing look so easy." But they don't understand what we had to go through to get here. A lot of women have come to me and said, "I admire your point. I admire your strength. I admire how it seems like nothing gets to you. How can I be like that?" I said, "You really want to know?" "Yeah." "You really, really, really want to know?" "Yeah, Mom, come on, tell me." I said, "Do you really, really want to know?" They say, "Yes." I said, "Be prepared to lose your health, to lose your hair, to lose your family, to lose your finances, to lose your home, to lose your car, to lose your job, Be prepared to be backstabbed. Be prepared to be so hungry where you have nothing else to look forward to but death. Be prepared to go starving, to only have a quarter to your name, and still not blame God.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.